Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of Bullet Points, your midweek installment of the Emma Gunn Show. And this one is just going to be a very short sort of starting a conversation bullet points, as opposed to rounding out any full thoughts. But bear with me because I do need you for this one.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So this is going to be a mini episode of Bullet Points. And the reason is that we are hurtling towards Christmas. And as you know, if you are a long-time listener, my diary management is not always excellent and certainly isn't excellent at the moment. And I am looking at the diary and everything is pinched and sort of slotted in with very little wiggle room. And truthfully, I like to sit down and ponder a bullet points episode, and I like to think about where I might begin, where we might finish, and what I might put in the middle. But this time I really am starting off a couple of conversations. The first is, I am very seriously considering taking a full social media blackout in December. Which would seem like nonsense because a lot of my work is on social media. I will schedule all of the relevant posts. I've already pre-scheduled all of the podcasts that are due to go live in December, including some bonus episodes, because I've been trying so hard. Because I haven't been away this year, I haven't taken any real time off. I have been trying as much as possible to get ahead, to allow myself a little bit of breathing space, but I've done a terrible job at that. And so I find myself in the middle of November hurtling once more. But as I was thinking about it, and I was talking to a couple of friends today, I actually don't know if I can take a social media break, because I wonder if I'm using the excuse of using social media for work as a reason not to, because fundamentally I'm addicted. Because the idea of deleting all of my apps off my phone, which, let's face it, is probably going to be the only way I'm not going to fall back into using them. The idea of that feels very, very strange. But the fact that it feels so uncomfortable, the fact that there's a part of me going, Emma, this is going to be impossible, is making me want to do it even more. And just to reiterate, all of the scheduled posts, all of the posts that are due to go live, it doesn't mean that my content will stop in December. It just means that they will be pre-posted so that I don't have to actively be on social media in order to post them. So there's not going to be any missing out of sorts. And the more I've talked about it with people today, the more I thought, actually, I think this is a really important thing to do. Everybody who takes a social media break says that it's incredibly good for the mind, body, and soul. And so I kind of want a piece of that action. I kind of want to feel that pressure relieved. But I just, I don't know. The idea of actually deleting those apps for 30 days feels incredibly bizarre. So, I just want to ask you, has anyone else taken any long or protracted or deliberate breaks from social media, and how did you actually manage it? Is it about deleting them off your phone? Is it about hiding them on a screen? Or is it about, how have you done it? Have you logged out? Please let me know, because I'm curious to know from people who have succeeded how you've managed. So there's that. And the other thing is that related to that, I've said this before, I think in bullet points, and also I've said it in the Facebook group, there are lots of different things that I'm managing, as you know, and sometimes I feel very bad because I feel as though I neglect the Facebook group. I don't start the conversations I wish I could start. And so I actually put a notice in there this morning saying, would anybody like to take on the role of admin? People have emailed me and DM'd me before and said, do you want an admin? And I had never felt that there was a need, but actually, given where my head is going in terms of taking some sort of break, it might be appropriate. So if you're in the Facebook group and you would like to, I don't know, just manage a discussion, start some posts, moderate some comments, all of that sort of stuff, then that's something that's very much open at the moment and something I'm considering. So drop in and let me know, because I would love to hear from you. And yes, I think that's one of the big things, is that, is it possible to really take a break? Is it possible to really switch off these days? The last time I remember going on holiday where I properly switched off was probably about 2006, 2007. Is that right? I would have been 30 or 31. Yes, a while ago. And I was away for 2 weeks with my family. And I think about day 10, I suddenly realized I'd relaxed. It had taken that long. And I haven't actually put myself in a situation like that since, where I've been able to switch off. And I can blame being freelance. I can blame being self-employed. But I'm also just somebody who struggles to let go, to stop. And my creative brain sometimes, I'll be watching a film in the evening and then I'll jump up and think, oh, I must do that. And then the next thing I know, 3 hours have been lost because I've created something in Canva that I think might work. Anyway, I know it's something that I need to do, but listeners, I'm quite nervous. So if anyone else struggles to switch off, please, I don't think you're alone. I actually think this is probably quite a modern malaise. But if anybody listening has any tips for switching off, and I suspect that those first few days, if not even that first week, is probably the toughest, where you're still close to just, oh, it won't matter if I log back in. If anybody has any strategies for navigating that sort of thing, please, 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 please do let me know. I would be very, very keen to hear from you. The other thing I'd be keen to hear from you about, so I'm going to throw this into the Facebook group, is to find out if there's anybody from this year's podcast roster that you would like to hear from again. Returning guests are really popular on the podcast. I know that you like it when people come back and we have a second go, particularly, for example, if we have somebody come on and share their expertise and then they come back and they perhaps do an Ask Me Anything, or essentially they answer listener questions. So if there's anybody from this year's or even the year before who you think, I really enjoyed that first episode, but I have some follow-up questions, then let me know, because I can definitely get in touch with them, say, look, this is what the listeners want from you. This is the kind of thing they'd like to discuss. Are you up for it? And we can make it happen. And actually having listeners say what they would like and the fact that they would like another go is really compelling. It's hard for a guest to say no to that. So let me know. I love speaking to everybody. I do also like newness. I like finding new people. But I also understand that sometimes having regular guests, not regular guests, but returning guests is also really good fun and makes one feel as though they're really kind of getting, I don't know, particularly if it's an expert who's then sharing and Ask Me Anything or is being more specific. You feel as though you're really digging into a topic in a way that perhaps it stops being surface level, it stops being quite general, and it starts getting quite specific, which is really, really nice. So if there's anyone in particular, it doesn't have to be from the last 12 months or 24 months, can be anything, just let me know in the Facebook group. And then I can then essentially do a screen grab of that post and I can send it along with a message to their agent, their manager, or with them directly, depending on what my relationship is, and say, look, this is what's been fed back from my lovely listeners, my most excellent listeners. How about it? How about we do another recording in 2024? And that brings me neatly. I do have some really exciting interviews over the next couple of weeks. Actually, Dr. Gabrielle Lyon is coming back on the show. You might remember that she is a really incredible doctor, like a double fellowship. I mean, she's the real deal doctor from the US who talks about muscle as the organ of longevity. I interviewed her at a time when I was on the cusp of making some big changes in terms of the way I was eating, in terms of macros, protein specifically, and also training. And her words ring in my ears every single morning when I'm working out and I think muscle is the organ of longevity. And she has a new book out called Forever Strong, a new science-based strategy for aging well. And it's relevant for everybody. Muscle wastage, muscle loss is really significant as we get older, but particularly for women in perimenopause and menopause, having more muscle biologically, physically allows you to, it is a better state to be in when you're navigating quite a significant change in your makeup, particularly in hormone profile. So I'm really excited to have her back on the show. And the excellent Trini Woodall, we are scheduled to speak before the end of the year, which is fantastic. So I'm currently reading her book, Fearless, which I love Trini. I really love Trini. And the thing I love about Trini is that when she comes on the show, in fact, the last time I properly spoke to her, she always throws questions back. And guess listeners might remember that when she and I were talking about her addiction and how potentially she swapped some addictions for shopping, which we obviously covered in a very lighthearted way. She then threw the question back at me. And then that was what really uncovered what was going on in terms of I had too taken maybe a food addiction and sort of put clothes in instead. So where I had always kind of wanted, well, my issues with food, which I've talked about at length, by the way, but I was maybe transferring those onto more consuming, another consuming consumption addiction. But this time, instead of food, it was bralettes and vest tops, which is not something that has gone away particularly, but I've definitely got it in check. It's definitely not bad or unhealthy at the moment. So yes, there's lots going on at the moment. The most, I think, pressing thing is that I am really, because the idea of taking a social media break makes me feel so uncomfortable, it is almost cemented in my mind now that it is incredibly important. And I've also, maybe this is really churlish, I've also made the decision not to, it sounds really bad now that I'm saying it out loud. I think I've made the decision not to engage in December generally because I don't want to party season, all of that kind of stuff, because I don't want to be more exhausted at the end of the year than I already feel. And I think throwing myself headlong into parties would be bad. But I think what would be worse is not going to them and being on social and seeing them happening and seeing people that I know at them. So I'm in a bit of a, I just want to kind of simplify, and I think simplifying means deleting the apps and just kind of going for long walks, seeing friends one-on-one, but not going to anything loud or boozy. But that sounds so miserable as I'm saying it. Please, you are definitely welcome to start a conversation with me about this on Instagram, where I'm at Emma Guns, and obviously I'm not on Twitter. I can't call it X because it's just ridiculous. I was thinking this today. Twitter makes so much more sense, but it's not like I'm ever going to say, oh, I X'd him this. Oh, I've just complained about the customer service on the train services on X. It's just such a dumb name because you can't turn it. You can't, like, I Facebooked him. I tweeted him. You can't verb it. I X'd him. I X'd her. I X'd it. It sounds terrible. I got very angry about that this morning as I was queuing for my coffee for some reason. I think I saw somebody in the queue in front of me on Twitter or X, and it made me very, very angry that there's no really comfortable or obvious way to talk about what you're doing on there because it just sounds so bizarre. So yes, again, head is all over the place at the moment. So yes, we're talking about a social media break, the exciting guests, the guests that I would like your requests for, and also any subjects that you would like me to tackle on bullet points, because I know that overwhelm versus overload, not even versus, but well, if you listen to it, you got the whole gist, but that was something that really resonated with a lot of you. So I know that I've spoken to quite a few people about that actually on on email. People have messaged me saying what they've been experiencing. But if there's anything else like that, that is sort of rumbling under the surface for you that you would like to bring out into the light, doesn't have to have a particular name. Just give me a clue and I can run off and do some research. Just how you're feeling. Because usually if you are feeling, and I do it, if I'm feeling it any kind of way, I can usually, with a little bit of research, find something online that would make me think, ah, okay, it's that. Oh, and many, many people have it or feel it or experience it. And therefore, let's do an episode about it. So if there's anything that's bothering you or there's anything that you would like me to dig into, please email me, thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. Or my preference would be the Facebook group. Because what's fantastic about the Facebook group is that if somebody does ask a question, if somebody does make a comment, then it's visible to thousands of other people who can then weigh in and add to that comment in some way that then, that's then really useful for me to see, because I see a much more robust version of what people are thinking and saying and feeling about episodes or subjects or topics or whatever it might be. So the Facebook group really is my preference. I would love, if there are any people who would love to just after an episode go in there and say, I liked it because of this, I didn't like it because of this, I like what that person said because of this, I didn't like what that person said because of this. I don't mind if you say something negative, as long as you don't, you know, call me a rude name unnecessarily. That just seems unfair and unnecessary. But I just want to try and start a discussion if we can. And that's why the admin side of things is quite important. So if you are up for being an admin in the Facebook group, you got to get in touch, please, because I would love to see what you could muster in terms of getting everybody going and getting everyone excited about topics and what have you. What else do I need to let you know before we go? Oh, I don't know. It's just a very, very busy, very, very busy week. So I realize this is much less scripted than usual. It's definitely free form. But I hope that you don't mind that I'm kind of asking you for some input with this episode. I know I always ask you to email at the end of episodes, but this time I'd really love to get your input about what you like about the main show, any topics that you would like me to discuss on bullet points, and any guests you want me to get back. That really is fundamentally what I'm asking in this episode, as well as any tips, hints, strategies, support for trying to take some time away from, in inverted commas, work, but with that comes social media for me, given that a lot of my life is spent posting online. Please do help a sister out. I need to hear from you. thank you so much for listening. That's this week's bullet points. I'll be back with something a bit more scripted next week, I absolutely promise. But get excited about the conversations that I've got coming up. We're really ending the year strong. I'm really, really excited about that. And we're also beginning the year strong too, because I've got some great ones already scheduled as in the interviews are going to happen in January, and I'm excited about them. A really amazing returning guest, Dr. Ramani Devasula, who is an expert on narcissism. Cannot wait to speak to her again. She is so, so smart. So definitely keep your ears peeled in February for that one. But it's all go here. I'm working ahead. We're making progress. But yes, any tips, strategies, comments, you know where to go. All of the links to find me, to get in touch with me, are in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.